Mike McCready, co-founder and CEO of Music X-Ray, and you're listening to episode number 5 of the Hook Blast podcast, coming to you today from London, England. I've got some business here today, and as usual, I try to bang this podcast out on my commute from one place to another, so I'm on my way to another meeting here, and let's bang this out, because we've got some great hooks for you today, and we're going to start today with a song called What's Left of Me by Laura Evans. The song was written by Brett Dattar and produced by Jeff Sarkowski. The hook gets started at approximately 1 minute.
You should have had the best of me. Instead, you get the rest of me. I wish you found me first. You found me at my worst. I'm giving you what's left of me. Fall through the tears and I finally found you. You were my saving grace. Stood by my side, held me tight. Don't let me go. You should have had the best of me. Instead.
All right, and next up here on episode number 5 of the Hook Blast podcast, we've got the song Power of a Woman, written by Jason Massey and produced by Mark Williams at Sucker Punch Recording. This song is not available for exclusive opportunities, only non-exclusive and sync license deals. And you can find more music by Jason Massey at Jason Massey, that's JasonMASI.com. Next up, we have a song called Somebody to Me by Emily Faith. It was produced by Ken Kalay and Eric Burden of Sleepy Giant Music. The hook gets started at approximately 027.
Yes or no, you're always special, you're always incredible, you
All right. Not bad at all for a 12-year-old, right? Yeah, that's right. Emily Faith wrote that, and she's only 12 years old. She wrote it for a friend who was having a hard time. All right, so some people have been asking me, Mike, you're giving away the family jewels. You're giving away the best songs on the site in an open podcast, and that's not how Music X-Ray works. So you might know that on Music X-Ray, there's a portion of the site called Needlestack Music Search. This is where the industry professionals can go in and filter out the top content, the top songs that are bubbling to the top, songs that other industry professionals are loving and enjoying, even though they may be passing them for their specific opportunities. The songs are left there in Needlestack Music Search, and frequently get picked up by other industry professionals. But my reply to that is actually that's not the case. Music X-Ray does surface a lot of songs with great hooks and great compelling portions like the kind you're hearing here. But I'm only playing 6 or 7 of these on each weekly episode. And there are tons of them in Needlestack Music Search. I'm barely even scratching the surface. Now, I do go through and I pick out some songs that I think have some good hooks to feature them here on the podcast, but not all songs in the music industry are picked up for the same types of deals. There's really two types of deals in the music industry. The first type might be the kind where music is used as the product. That's where you're looking for a hit song, either to be performed by the band that is performing it here on the podcast, or perhaps they're trying to get that song into the hands and into the studio with another major artist. But a lot of the other songs and a lot of the other deals that you hear on Music X-Ray are done for what's called sync license deals. Deals where music isn't the actual product, it's an enhancer to the product. So music might be going into an advertisement or a video game or a movie or a television series. And the vast majority of deals that are done on Music X-Ray are sync license deals, publishing deals, management deals, production deals, and so forth. And while there are deals that are done for hit songs, like the kind you're hearing here, it's not the vast majority. So when I pull six or seven songs off the top of Needlestack to give people a little taste of what we're uncovering in the service on Music X-Ray, it's barely scratching the surface. It's really just giving people a little insight behind the curtain to how we do 21st century A&R at Music X-Ray. All right, so the next song we have up is called Sirens. It's by a group called Hydrogen Child. Girlin Ansley is the lead singer. All right, and here we go into our next song called Sweet Dreams and Gasoline by Michael Carey. Sweet dreams and gasoline, the big machine is gonna spit you out and scatter your broken dreams along a desolation trail. Sweet dreams and gasoline, the big machine is gonna turn you out and there's no one to catch your fall when innocence prevails. And the writer, producer, and artist, Michael Carey. You can hear more from him at michaelcarey.com. His publishing company is called Resonation Music, and they're affiliated with BMI. Our next song up is called Wish You Were Here by Gabrielle Tarrant, who's the performer and the writer of the song, and it was produced by Alex Cantrell. All right, and the next one we have going here on the Hook Blast podcast, episode number 5, is a song called Fill the Spaces by Jeff Campbell. You can always leave the places and throw away the things. Forget about the faces that don't mean anything. But you'll always all right, and Jeff Campbell is the writer and the performer of that song. His publishing company, Jeff Campbell Music, is affiliated with ASCAP. He has 100% of the rights for all of his music. And this song is coming out on an EP that's going to be released on October 2nd, 2015, called The Kitchen Sink. Jeff Campbell. All right, and that brings us to the end. That's all the time we have left today for the Hook Blast podcast. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next week with a bunch of new hooks. And thanks for sticking it out with me again. Subscribe to the podcast if you like this. You know, it is embedded into the dashboard on Music X-Ray, and you can find it around online in a couple other spaces. But if you really love this podcast and you want to be sure to hear it every week, click that button on iTunes or on Stitcher or wherever you hear your podcasts. Thanks for joining me. I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye. You're a long way.